From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. While authorities have been pursuing the Paris attackers and their networks this week, a debate has been brewing about the technology attackers have used and how to stop it. A lot of the reporting has been speculative and unconfirmed. At the same time, unnamed sources in law enforcement have argued that encryption hampers their work. Tech companies and cybersecurity experts say that's bunk. Here's Benjamin Wittes at the Brookings Institution.
You know, the intelligence looks at people overseas using mobile devices and computers and sees targets. And the tech industry looks at people overseas using those same devices and computers and sees customers. And that's a real conflict of their two interests.
Is it also possible that encryption protects a lot of people around the world who are trying to do the work of increasing democracy, and we might see some problems there, or those people might run into serious problems or run afoul of regimes that would abuse backdoors in order to stifle the work that they're doing?
It's not just people working against bad regimes. Look, encryption is essential to the safety of digital commerce. It's essential to basic cybersecurity in a lot of different areas. And so, you know, I don't think anybody responsible is making an argument against encryption. And there's no question that if you weaken encryption in order to give U.S. or good guy law enforcement, you know, access under the right circumstances, you weaken the security of systems that also has to protect people against, you know, bad guys. And so there's, you know, real costs no matter which direction you go here.
What should we be thinking about as regular end users when it comes to this debate? And what should we watch out for as we hear the debate sort of rise in volume around this issue going forward?
So for one thing, you should always ask yourself who is speaking and what security are they trying to protect? And, you know, just as, you know, we often frame these issues as clashes between liberty and security, but in many ways, these are really clashes between security and security. Are we more worried about average cybersecurity standards, or are we more worried about ISIS, right? And, you know, one vision of security argues for greater use of encryption with fewer vulnerabilities. Another argues for building some degree of ability to access material into the nature of the systems themselves.
Benjamin Wittes is a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution. Benjamin, thank you very much.
Thank you.